The scene is Milan. A Milan that in this year of grace, 1604, is, to tell the truth, in this case, little removed from London. The actors, too, despite their Italian names, are more at home in Eastcheap. However, there is good precedent in English drama for that. So let it pass. The year is 1604, and we are in Milan.
A funeral. A coronet lying on the hearse, with scutcheons and garlands hanging on the sides. Attended by the Duke of Milan in person, and with all his court.
Behold, yon comet shows his head again. Twice hath he thus at cross-turn thrown on us prodigious looks. Twice hath he troubled the water of our eyes.
Duke of Milan, set the body down, I say!
Oh, my lord, you're wrong in the open street. You see, she's in her coffin. She's dead.
I know she is not dead.
Come, you're mad.
I prithee, dear Matteo.
See, he's turned wild. Go on, in God's name.
Set down, villains! Set down that coffin sorrow! Tis all mine!
Kinsmen and friends, take from your manly sides your weapons to keep back the desperate boy from doing violence to the innocent dead. If he proceed to vex us, let your sword seek out his bowels. Funeral grief loathes words.
I do arrest thee, murderer!
Frantic young man!
Who have killed her by your cruelty!
Admit I had. Thou killst her now again, and art more savage than a barbarous Moor.
Let me but kiss her pale and bloodless lip.
Oh, fire, fire, fire.
Or if not touch her, let me look on her.
As you regard your honor.
Honor, smoke.
Or if you left a living, spare her now.
I will set her. You play the gentleman. I'll join my force to yours to stop this violent.
My lord Hippolyte.
Matteo, thou dost wound me more.
I give you physic, noble friend, not wounds.
Forget her, gallant youth.
Forget her.
Nay, be but patient.
Why?
Why, death's hand hath sued a strict divorce twixt her and thee.
Speak no more sentences, my good lord duke, but slip hence. You see they are but fits. I'll rule him, I warrant ye.
I shall catch injury. Your grace is here somewhat too long already.
So the duke is gone. And now, s'blood, I must humor his lordship. My lord Hippolyte.
Matteo.
Is it in your stomach to go to dinner?
Where is the body?
The body is gone to be wormed.
I cannot rest. I'll meet it at next turn. I'll see how my love looks.
How your love looks? Worse than a scarecrow. Wrestle not with me.
I shall forget myself.
Oh, pray do so. Leave yourself behind yourself and go whither you will. Swift, do you long to have base rogues that maintain a St. Anthony's fire in their noses but nothing but tuppenny ale make ballads of you?
What day is today, Matteo?
Oh, yea, Mary, this is an easy question. Why, today is, let me see, Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. She died on Monday, then.
That's the most villainous day of all the week to die on. And she was well and ate a mess of water gruel on Monday morning.
Aye. It cannot be such a bright taper should burn out so soon.
Oh, yes, my lord, so soon. Why, I know them that at dinner have been as well and had so much health that they were glad to pledge it, yet before 3 o'clock have been found dead drunk.
On Thursday buried, and on Monday died. Quick haste by our lady. Cursed be that day forever that robbed her of breath and me of bliss. Henceforth let it stand within the wizard's book, the calendar, marked with a marginal finger, to be chosen by thieves, by villains, and black murderers as the best day for them to labor in. I swear to thee, Matteo, by my soul, hereafter, weekly, on that day, I'll glue my eyelids down. because they shall not gaze on any female cheek. And being locked up in my close chamber, there I'll meditate on nothing but my infelice's end.
Ah, you'll do all these good works now every Monday because it is so bad. But I hope upon Tuesday morning I shall take you with a wench.
If ever, whilst frail blood through my veins run, on woman's beams I throw affection, save her that's dead, or that I loosely fly to the shore of any other wafting eye, let me not prosper heaven. I will be true, even to her dust.
If you have this strange monster honesty in your belly, why, so jigmakers and chroniclers shall pick something out of you. But an I smell not you and a bawdy house out within these 10 days, let my nose be as big as an English bag pudding. I'll follow your lordship, though it be to the place of Horname.
Give charge that none do enter. Lock these doors. And fellows, what your eyes and ears receive upon your lives, trust not the gadding air to carry the least part of it. Now, Doctor, bring the glass, the hourglass.
Here, my lord.
Ah, it is near spent. But, Dr. Benedict, does your art speak truth? Art sure the soporific stream will ebb and leave the crystal banks of her white body pure as they were at first? Just at the hour.
Just at the hour, my lord.
Uncurtain her. Oh, softly. See, Doctor, what a coldish heat spreads over all her body.
Now it works. The vital spirits that by a sleepy charm were bound up fast and threw an icy crust on her exterior parts now begin to break. Trouble her not, my lord.
You called for music, did you not? Oh, it speaks.
It speaks. Watch, sir, her waking. Note those sands.
Doctor, sit down. A dukedom that should weigh mine own down twice, being put into one scale, and that fond, desperate boy Apollito making the weight up, should not at my hands, by her ere the other. Doctor, I'll starve her on the Apennine ere he shall marry her. I must confess, Hippolyto is nobly born, a man. Did not mine enemy's blood boil in his veins, whom I would court to be my son-in-law. But princes whose high spleens for emperor swell are not with easy art made parallel.
She wakes, my lord.
Look, Dr. Benedict. Soon now the time will come that you shall bear her hence to Bergamo.
Oh, God, what fearful dreams.
Lady.
Daughter. Why, Infelice? How is it now? Huh? Speak.
I'm well.
My lady.
What makes this doctor here? I'm well.
Thou wert not so even now. Sickness' pale hand laid hold on thee even in the midst of feasting, and when a cup crowned with thy lover's health had touched thy lips, a sensible cold dew stood on thy cheeks, as if that death had wept to see such beauty alter.
I remember. I sat at banquet, but felt no such change.
Thou hast forgot, then, how a messenger came wildly in with this unsavory news? That he was dead?
What messenger? Who's dead?
Hippolyto. wring up her hands.
I saw no messenger, heard no such news.
Trust me, you did, sweet lady.
Yea, daughter.
You have slain him, and now you murder me.
Good Infelice, vex not thus thyself of this. The bad report before did strike so coldly to thy heart that the swift currents of life were all frozen up.
It is untrue. Oh, most unnatural father!
And we had much to do by art's best cunning to fetch life back again.
Most certainly, dear.
Why lie you now? You'll not believe me. Swear now, Dr. Benedict. Had we not much to do?
Yes, indeed, my lord, much.
Death drew such fearful pictures in thy face that were Hippolyto alive again, I'd kneel and woo the noble gentleman to be thy husband. Now I saw repent my sharpness to him and his family. Nay, do not weep for him. We all must die. Doctor, this place where she so oft hath seen his lively presence hurts her, does it not?
Doubtless, my lord, it does.
It does, it does. Therefore, sweet girl, thou shalt to Bergamo. A coach is ready. Bergamo doth stand in a most wholesome air. Sweet walks. There's deer. Aye, thou shalt hunt and send us venison, which, like some goddess in the Cyprian groves, thine own fair hand shall strike. Aye, thou shalt hunt. Cast off this sorrow. In, girl, and prepare this night to ride away to Bergamo.
Oh, oh, most unhappy maid.
Follow her close, good doctor. No words that she was buried on your life, or that her ghost walks now after she's dead. I'll hang you if you name a funeral. Away. Look to her.
I will, my lord.
Dr. Benedict.
Yea, my lord.
Did you observe how her complexion altered upon his name and death? Oh, would 'twere true.
It may, my lord.
May? How? I wish his death.
And you may have your wish. Say but the word, and 'tis a strong spell to rip up his grave. I have good knowledge with Hippolyto. He calls me friend. I'll creep into his bosom and sting him there to death. Poison can do't.
Perform it. I'll create thee half mine heir.
It shall be done, although the fact be foul.
Greatness hides sin. The guilt upon my soul.
Silks and velvets, pearls and ambers shall all draw me to their chambers.
I am always singing with the ends of old ballads. I'm still without my gown and not full ready.
The courtiers flattering jewels, temptations only fuels.
Roger!
And none, forsooth.
What are you playing the rogue about?
About you, forsooth, Mistress Bellafront. I'm drawing up a hole in your white silk stocking.
Is my glass there?
Yes, forsooth.
Bring it, you rogue, while I comb my hair with this bodkin.
Yes, mistress.
Where's my ruff and poker, you blockhead?
Your ruff, your poker, are engendering together upon the cupboard of the court, or the court cupboard.
Fetch 'em! Is the pox in your hands? It can go no faster.
Ooh, would the pox were in your fingers unless you could leave flinging. You catch!
Ah, I'll catch you, you dog, by and by. Do you grumble?
Cupid is a god, as naked as my nail. I'll whip him with the rod, if he my true love fail.
Here's your ruff. Shall I poke it?
Yes, honest Roger. No, stay. Huh? Bring the cat.
candle and, pretty good boy, set down the glass.
Then leave the trade if you shall never rise.
What trade, good man Roger?
Why, that of down and arise, or the falling trade.
I'll fall with you by and by.
If you do, I know who shall smart for it. Truth, mistress, what do I look like now?
Like as you are, a panderly, sixpenny rascal.
I'm a thank you for that. In faith, I look like an old proverb. Hold the candle before the devil.
God's life, I stick my knife in your guts and you pray to me, so what, while I colour my lips?
Well met, Pug, the pearl of beauty. Da la 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 la. How now, Sir Knave, you forget your duty. La 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 la. Marry Muff, sir, are you grown so dainty? Fa la 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 la. Is it you, sir, the worst of 20? Fa la la lira la lira la. Oh, pox on you, how dost thou hold my glass?
Why, as I hold your door with my fingers.
Nay, prithee, oh, sweet honey, Roger. Hold up handsomely.
Oh.
Oh, pretty wantons wander from the sweet throne. Oh, pretty wantons wander with the sweet throat. Pretty wantons wander. We shall have guests today. My little maidenhead. My nose itches so.
I said so too last night when our fleas twinged me.
So, poke my ruff now. My gown.
Mistress.
Have I my fall? Where's my fall, Roger?
Your fall, forsooth, is behind.
Got me, Pitikin, some fool or other not.
Shall I open to the fool, mistress?
And all these baubles lying thus? Away with them, quickly.
Yes, mistress.
Come along, Roger, quickly. Quickly, yes. Thou knave. Knock and be damned, whosoever you be. So, give the fresh salmon line now, Roger. Let him come ashore.
Yes, mistress.
He shall serve for my breakfast, though he go against my stomach.
Here is Signor Fluella.
Morning, Cas. How dost thou, good pretty Roth?
Well, God of mercy, good pretty rascal.
Roger, some light, I prithee.
You shall, Signor, for we that live here in this vale of misery are as dark as hell.
Oh.
I'll fetch thee a candle.
Good tobacco, Fluella.
Smell.
Oh, it may be tickling gear, for it plays with my nose already.
Here's another light angel, Signor.
What, you pipe curtle? What's that your name?
I say, God send us the light of heaven. Or some more angels.
Go fetch some wine and drink half of it.
Oh, I must fetch some wine, Signor Fluello, and drink half of it.
Yeah, Roger. Say, what's best to drink a mornings?
Spiced hypocras, sir, for my mistress, if I fetch it, is most dear to her.
Hypocras?
Aye.
There, then. Here's another intestine for you, you snake.
Right, sir. Here's 3 shillings and 6 pence for a pottle and a roll.
Here's most Herculanean tobacco.
Has some acquaintance?
Not I. Makes your breath stink like the piss of a fox.
acquaintance. Where supped you last night?
At a place, sweet acquaintance, where your health danced the canaries a face. You should have been there.
Aye, there among your punks. Marry, hang on, I scorned. Will you never leave sucking of eggs in other folks' hens' nests?
Why, in good truth, if you'll trust me, acquaintance, there was not one hen at the board. No, faith, cows none but cocks. And the knight, Sir Oliver Lollio, swore he would bestow a taffeta petticoat on thee, but to break his fast with thee.
With me? I'll choke him then, snotty nose. Of all the filthy, dry-fisted knights, I cannot abide that he should touch me.
Why, wench, is he scabbed?
Hang him! He'll not live to be so honest, nor to the credit to have scabs about him. His betters have... Nay, gods me pity, who are these at my open door? Mateo, I know. But who is he with?
Save you, cars. Signor Fluello, exceedingly well met, as I may say.
Signor Mateo, exceedingly well met, too, as I may say.
How fares my little pretty mistress?
Even as my little pretty servant, Mateo. But what gentleman is that at the door, Mateo, your friend?
Ah, Gozzo. If you love me, mistress, entertain that gentleman respectfully.
Ah.
And bid him welcome.
He's very welcome. Pray, sir, sit.
Thanks, lady.
Ah, Count Hippolyto, yeah. Is not. And cry you mercy, signor. Let me bestow a stool upon you, beseech you. You are a stranger here. We know the fashions at this house. You have abandoned the court, I see, my lord, since the death of your mistress. Well, she was a delicate piece. But now I'm pleased to meet you here at the lodging of my cousin, and shall bestow a banquet upon you.
I never can deserve this kindness, sir. What may this lady be whom you call cousin?
Faith, sir, a poor gentlewoman of passing, good carriage.
Is she married?
As all depends, our captain's wife, or sir. Never saw her before, my lord.
Never, trust me.
By gad, when you know her as I do, you'll swear she is the prettiest, kindest, sweetest, most bewitching, honest ape under the pole. A skin, your satin is not more soft, nor lawn whiter.
Belike, then, she's some sail courtesan.
The truth is, all your best faces are a good wench.
Great pity that she's a good wench.
Thou shalt have it, i'faith, mistress. Ah, now, signors, what whispering? Hippolyto.
Did not I lay a wager I should take you within 7 days in a house of bawdy?
You did, Mateo. And beshrew your heart, you've won.
I must break manners, gentlemen. Fare you well.
As foot, you shall not leave us.
What's this? The gentleman likes not the taste of our company.
I beseech you, stay.
Trust me, my affairs beckon for me. Pardon me.
Will you call for me here 30 minutes hence?
Perhaps I shall.
Perhaps? A fine. No, you can swear to me you will.
Since you will press me, on my word I will.
Ah.
Farewell.
What sullen picture is this, servant?
It's Count Hippolyto, the brave count, as gallant a spirit as any in Milan.
Oh, he's the most essential gentleman, cuz. Did you never hear of Count Hippolyto?
Marry Muffet of counts, and there'd be no more life in him.
He's so malcontent, Bellafront. Signor Fluello, we be honest gallants. Let's sup together and have the count with us.
Huh?
Thou shalt sit at the upper end, punk.
Punk, you soused gurnet.
King's truth. I'll bestow the supper to have him but laugh.
He betrays his youth too grossly to that tyrant's melancholy.
All this for a woman.
A woman? Some whore? What sweet jewel is't?
Would she heard you?
Truth, so would I.
Nay, good servant, what woman? Prithee, tell me. A buzz, Mateo, and tell me. I'll warrant he's an honest fellow if he takes on thus for a wench. Good robe.
By the Lord, I will not.
Yes!
Must
yes!
not. Faith, mistress. Is to match, Fluello? This night at Thantelope? Aye, for there's best wine and good boys.
It's done at Thantelope.
I cannot be there tonight.
Cannot? By the Lord, you shall.
Shall?
By the lady, I will not.
Why, then, put it off till Friday. Would you come then, cuz?
Well. Here's your pot of wine, mistress.
Roger, put your mistress in mind to sup with us on Friday next.
Yes, sir.
Kaz, you'd best come in the linings of your kirtle outward, like every common hackney that steals out of the back gate of a sweet night's lodging.
Oh, go, hang yourself.
It's dinner time, too. Shalt hands.
Yes, yes. Farewell, wench.
Farewell, boys.
Farewell.
Farewell. Roger?
Hmm?
What wine is this?
Bastard wine. For if it had been truly begotten, it would have been a shame to come in. Here's 6 shillings to pay for nursing the bastard.
Oh, good sweet Roger. Run to the Poulters and buy me some fine larks. Hmm?
No woodcocks?
Yes, faith, a couple, if they be not dear.
I'll buy but one. There's one already at the door.
At the door?
Is the gentleman my friend departed, mistress?
His back is but new turned, sir.
Fare you well.
I can direct you to him.
Ah, can you pray?
If you please stay, he'll not be absent long.
Oh, I care not much.
Pray sit, forsooth.
I'm hot. If I may use your room.
At your best pleasure.
Thanks. Pretty fine lodging. I perceive my friend Matteo is old in your acquaintance.
Truth, sir, he comes, as other gentlemen, to spend spare hours. If yourself like our roof, such as it is, your own acquaintance may be as old as his.
Say I did like. What welcome should I find?
Such as my present fortunes can afford.
Ah, but would you let me play Matteo's part?
What part?
Why, embrace you, dally with you, kiss. Faith, tell me, will you leave him and love me?
I am in bonds to no man, sir.
Why then, you're free for any man, if any me. But I must tell you, lady, were you mine, you should be all mine.
Oh.
I could brook no sharers. I should be covetous and sweep up all. I should be pleasure's usurer. Faith, I should.
Oh, fate.
Why sigh you, lady? May I know?
It has never been my fortune yet to single out that one man whose love could fellow mine as I've ever wished it. Oh, my stars. Had I but met with one kind gentleman that would have purchased sin alone to himself for his own private use, though scarce proper, indifferent, handsome, meekly legged and thighed, and my allowance reasonable, if faith, according to my body, by my troth, I would have been as true unto his pleasures, yea, and as loyal to his afternoons, as ever a poor gentlewoman could be.
Oh, this were well now to one but newly fledged, and scarce a day old in this subtle world. 'Twere pretty art, good birdlime, cunning net.
Oh,
but come, faith, confess. How many men have drunk this selfsame protestation from that red, enticingly.
Indeed, not any.
Indeed, and blush not.
No, in truth, not any.
Indeed, in truth. Oh, how warily you swear.
Shall I swear indeed? Would you believe me then?
Worst then of all. Why, let me tell you. I have seen letters sent from that white hand tuning such music to Matteo's ear.
Matteo? That's true. But believe it, I no sooner had laid hold upon your presence, but straight mine eye conveyed you to my heart.
Oh, you cannot feign with me. Why, I know, lady, this is the common passion of you all. To hook in a kind gentleman and then abuse his coin, conveying it to your lover. And in the end, you show him a French trick. And so you leave him, that a coach may run between his legs for breadth.
Oh, by my soul, not I. Therein I'll prove,
an honest whore in being true to one and to no more.
If any be disposed to trust your oath, let him. I'll not be he. I know you feign all that you speak.
Oh.
I, for a mingled harlot, is true in nothing but in being false. What? Shall I teach you how to loathe yourself? And mildly, too, not without sense or reason.
I am content. I would fain loathe myself if you not love me.
Then if your gracious blood be not all wasted, I shall essay to do it. Lend me your silence and attention. You have no soul. That makes you weigh so light. Heaven's treasure bought it, and half a crown hath sold it. As for your body, 'tis like the common shore that still receives all the town's filth. The sin of many men is within you.
Oh, misery.
Mark me else. You put on rich attires. Others' eyes wear them. You eat, but to supply your blood with sin.
Oh.
What? Do you weep to hear your story read? Nay, if you spoil your cheeks, I'll read no more.
Oh, yes, I pray, proceed. Indeed, 'twill do me good to weep, indeed.
Oh, to give those tears a relish, this I am. Your days are tedious, your hours burdensome. Were it not for full suppers, midnight revels, that on your eyelids hang so heavily, you'd sit and muse on nothing but despair. Say you taste delight, yet your nights pay for all. I know. You dream of warrants, whips, and beadles, and then start at a door's windy creak. Think every weasel to be a constable, and every rat a long-tailed officer. Are you now not slaves? Oh, you've damnation without pleasure for it. Such is the state of harlots. Make use of this.
Farewell.
Oh, I pray, stay.
I see Mateo comes not. Time hath barred me. Would all the harlots in the town had heard me.
Stay yet a little longer. No. My God. Why should sweet Hippolyto shun mine eyes? Am I not fair? Why should he fly me then? Fair creatures are desired, not scorned of men. How many gallants have drunk healths to me out of their daggered arms and thought them blessed, enjoying but mine eyes at prodigal feasts? And does Hippolyto detest my love? Oh, sure, their heedless lusts but flattered me. I am not pleasing, beautiful, nor young. Hippolyto hath spied some ugly blemish eclipsing all my beauties. I am foul. To leave me thus, not bid farewell, a scorn, hated. This must not be. Some means I'll try. Would all whores were as honest now as I. Only fuels.
there. Oh, you, Matteo, with Luella now.
Oh, you goody punk, you cockatrice. Oh, you're a sweetheart if you promise how you not think you. How well you came to supper to us last night. You, a whore and break a word. You may blush and hold down your head at it well enough. Slut! Ask Fluello here if we stayed not till we were as hungry as sergeants.
Aye, and they yeomen too. Nay, Faith, let me tell you, you forget yourself too much. We had excellent cheer, rare vintage, and were drunk after supper, sweet rogue.
Pox on her! Let her alone.
Oh, I pray do, if you be gentlemen. I pray depart my house. Hmm? I am not as I was.
Well, I am not what I was. No, I'll be sworn thou art not. Thou were yesterday a simple whore. Today thou art a cunning, coney-catching baggage.
I'll say I'm worse. I pray forsake me then.
Hey.
I do desire you leave me, gentlemen.
Swat, she gals him. This is always her fashion when she would be alone with me.
What's here? Instructions, admonitions, and caveats? Why, you vengeful scabbard!
Scabbard?
Luella, you shall not spurn my punk, I can tell you. My blood is vexed.
Pox to your blood. Make it a quarrel.
You're a slave.
Slave?
Ha. Well, that's served turn.
Hold, hold. Matteo Fluello, for shame put up.
Spurn my sweet harlot.
Oh, how many thus moved with a little folly have let out their souls in brothel houses.
Matteo, we shall meet.
Aye. Aye, anywhere, saving a church. Pray, take heed we meet not there.
But you, damnation.
Oh, thou didst scull him so rarely.
So naturally, if I did not think thou hadst been in earnest. Oh, thou art a sweet rogue for her to face.
Why are not you gone too, Signor Matteo? I pray depart my heart. Oh, you may believe me, in truth. I have no part of harlot in me.
How's this?
Indeed, I love you not, but hate you worse than any man, because you were the first gave money for my soul. You break the ice which after turned a paddle. I was led by your temptation to be miserable. I pray. Seek out some other that will fall.
Is it possible to be impossible? An honest whore? I've heard many honest wenches turn strumpets with a wet finger, but for a harlot to turn honest? Come, I hope thou dost but jest.
It is time to leave off jesting. I had almost jested away salvation. Oh, I shall love you. If you will soon forsake me.
God be with you.
Women at best are bad. Make them not worse. Tempt no more women. Shun their weighty curse. Gladly seek our sex's overthrow, but not to raise our states. Matteo, will you vouchsafe me but your recompense? To marry with me.
Marry with a punk, a cockatrice, a harlot. I'll be burnt through the nose first.
These are your oaths. You love to undo us, to put heaven from us whilst our best hours waste. You love to make us lewd, but never chaste.
I'll hear no more of this. Thou art damned for altering thy religion.
Go thou, my ruin. The first fall my soul took. By my example, I hope few maidens now will put their heads under men's girdles. Who least trusts is most wise. Men's oaths do cast a mist before our eyes. My best of wit, be ready. Now I go. By some device to greet Hippolyta.
Is finest, neatest gentleman at my house, but newly come over. Oh, where is she? Where is she? Where is she?
My mistress is abroad, but not amongst them. My mistress is not the whore now that you take her for.
How? Is she not a whore? Do you go about to take away our good name, Roger? You're a fine pander indeed.
I tell you, Madonna Fingerlock, I'm not sad for nothing. I have not eaten one good meal this 33 days. Ooh. I had wont to get 16 pence by fetching a pottle of hippocras, but now those days are past. We had as good doings, Madonna Fingerlock, she within doors and I without, as any poor young couple in Millen.
God's me life! And does she change now?
I have lost by her squeamishness more than would have builded 12 bawdy houses.
Now, she don't type the turn on this, but now, what a vile woman is this. £20 a night, I'll be sworn, Roger, in good gold and no silver. Why, here was a time. Gold enough stirring, choice of men, choice of beards, choice of legs, and choice of every thing. Oh, it cannot sink into my head that she should be such an ass. Roger, I'll never believe it.
Here she comes now.
Oh, sweet Madonna.
Well?
On with your loose gown, your felt and your feathers. It's the sweetest, properest, gallantest gentleman at my house. He smells all of musk and ambergris. His pocket full of crowns, flame-coloured doublet, red satin hose, carnation, silk stockings, and a leg and a body. Oh!
Hence thou art sex's monster.
Monster?
Thou who livest upon the dregs of harlots, guards the door whilst couples go to dancing.
Mary, come up with a pox. Have you nobody to rail against but your board now?
And you, knave pander, kinsman to aboard.
Oh, you and I, Madonna Fingerlock, are cousins.
Oh, thou, Roger, thou art slave to sixpence.
Sixpence? No, that's not so. I never took under 2 shillings 4p. I hope I know me fee.
Slave, I cashier thee.
Nay,
and do you cashier him? He shall be entertained.
Shall I? Then blurt to your service, Bellafront.
I dare the devil himself to match you two.
Married guppy, you grown so holy, so pure, so honest with a pox.
Scurvy, honest punk. Yeah, but stay, Madonna Fingerlock. How must our agreement be now? For, you know, I am to have all the comings in at the hall door and you at the chamber door.
True, Roger. Except my veils.
Veils? What veils?
Why, as thus. If a couple come in a coach and like to lie down a little, then, Roger, that's my fee, and you may walk abroad. For the coachman himself is there, pander.
Oh, is it so? In truth, I've almost forgot for want of exercise. But how if I fetch this citizen's wife to that girl and that Madonna to that gallant? How then?
Why then, Roger, you are to have sixpence a lane. So many lanes, so many sixpences.
Oh, is it so? Then I see we two shall agree. And live together.
Aye, Roger, so long as there be any taverns and boarding houses in Millen.
So, this is now another Monday morning, and I'm to my huswifery. My master means sure to turn me into a student. For here upon this desk, my book, this taper here, my light, this my close chamber, and here the portrait of my punk. So that this dull, drowsy first day of the week makes me half a priest, half a chandler, half a painter, and half a bawd, for all this day my office is to do nothing but keep the door. To prove it, look you, this good picture and yonder gentleman, so soon as ever my back is turned, we'll be naught together.
Fellow Brian.
Oh, good morrow, master.
Are all the windows shut? Oh,
close, sir, is the fist of a courtier that has stood in 3 reigns.
Ah, thou art a faithful servant, and observes the calendar, both of my solemn vows and ceremonious sorrow. Get thee gone. I charge thee on thy life. Let not the sound of any woman's voice pierce through that door.
Oh, if they do, my lord, I'll pierce some of them. What'll your lordship have to breakfast?
Sighs.
What to dinner?
Tears.
The one of them, my lord, will fill you too full of wind. The other will wet you too much. What to supper?
That which thou canst not get me. The constancy of a woman. Oh, prithee away.
Now to my door-keeping. I hope to pick something out of it.
My infelicious picture. Is her face, her brow, her eye, the dimple on her cheek,
Such sweet skill hath from the cunning workman's pencil flown. These lips look fresh and lively as her own, seeming to move and speak. Lass, look. A painted board circumscribes all. Earth can no bliss afford, nothing of her but this. This cannot speak. It has no lap for me to rest upon, no lip worth tasting. Here the worms will feed, as in her coffin. Who is there?
Here's a person would speak with you, sir.
Ah, what person?
A very youthful person.
What youth, of man or woman? Lock the doors.
If it be a woman, marrow bones and potato pies keep me from meddling with her, for the thing has got the breeches. 'Tis a male varlet, sure, my lord. For a woman's tailor ne'er measured him.
Let him give thee his message and begone.
He says he's Signor Matteo's man, but I know he lies.
How dost thou know it?
Because he has ne'er a beard. 'Tis his boy, I think, sir.
Well, send him and keep the door.
My lord, he's here.
How, from Matteo?
Yes, my lord. This letter.
Is he sick?
Not all in health, my lord.
Keep off.
I do.
Oh, this paper does speak nothing.
Yes, my lord. Matter of life it speaks, and therefore writ in hidden character. To me instruction my master gives. Unless you please to stay till you both meet, I can the text display.
Do so. Read out.
My lord Hippolyto, I am already out.
Bellafont.
Look on my face and read the strangest story.
What? Villain Brian Ho!
Call you, my lord?
Thou slave! Thou hast let in the devil!
Oh, my lord, bless us, where?
Thou hast let in a woman in man's shape, and thou art damned for it.
Allow me,
damned by putting in a woman to a lord.
Fetch me my rapier!
Yes, sir.
Do not! I shall kill thee! Purge this infected chamber of that plague that runs upon me thus! Slave! Thrust her hence.
Alas, my lord, I shall ne'er be able to thrust her hence without help.
No.
Come, Merlin.
Hear me but speak. My word shall be all music. Hear me but speak.
Oh, another beats upon the door below. Perchance another she-devil. Look to the door, Brian.
Why, then the hell's broke loose.
Hence, guard the chamber. Let no more come on.
I'll see to that, my lord. One woman serves for man's damnation.
Beshrew thee. Thou dost make me violate the chastest and most sanctimonious vow that e'er was entered in the court of heaven.
If woman were thy mother, if thy heart be not all marble, or if marble be, let my tears soften it to pity me. I do beseech thee, do not thus with scorn destroy a woman.
Oh, woman, I beseech thee, get thee some other suit. This fits thee not. Oh. I would not grant it to a kneeling queen. I cannot love thee, nor I must not.
Oh, no.
Look but upon this picture, and see there the copy of that obligation where my soul's bound in heavy penalties.
She's dead, you told me. She let fall her suit.
My vows to her fled after her to heaven. Were thine eyes clear as mine, thou mightst behold her, watching upon yon battlement of stars, how I observe them. Let it suffice I have set thee in the path. Is it not a sign I love thee? When, with one so most, most dear, I'll have thee follow.
Be greater than a king. Save not a body, but from eternal shipwreck keep a soul. If not, and that again sin's path I tread, the grief be mine, the guilt fall on thy head.
My lord.
How now? Who knocked upon the outer door?
No more knaves, my lord, that wear smocks. Here's a letter come from Dr. Benedict.
Give it me.
I would not enter his man, though he had hairs at his mouth, for fear he should be a woman, for some women have beards. Oh, marry, they are half witches.
I'll meet the doctor, tell him. Yet tonight I cannot. But at morrow rising sun, I will not fail.
I'll tell him that, my lord.
Go, woman. Leave me now.
My lord.
Get thee a husband.
And fare thee well.
Oh. It does not move him. I must therefore fly from this undoing city. And with tears get me a husband. As he bids me do. Then to wash off all anger from my father's brow. He cannot sure but joy, seeing me newborn.
Now, Dr. Benedict, tell me your news.
My good Lord Duke, at your request I sent for him. And at long last he came and did receive all speech that went from me as gilded pills made to prolong his health. My credit with him wrought it, for some men swallow even empty hooks, like fools that fear no drowning where 'tis deepest, cause 'tis clear. In the end we sat and ate. A health I drank to Infelice's sweet departed soul. This train I knew would take.
It was excellent.
The cup he lifts up high, and thus he said, "Here, noble maid, drinks and was poisoned."
And died.
And died, my lord.
Thou in that word hast pieced mine aged hours out with more years than thou hast taken from Ippolito. A noble youth he was. But lesser branches hindering the greater's growth must be lopped off and feed the fire. Doctor, we are now all thine, and use us so. Be bold.
Thanks, gracious Duke. My honored lord, I do beseech your grace to bury deep this bloody act of mine.
Nay, for that, doctor, look you to it. Me it shall not move. They're cursed that ill do. Not that ill do love.
You throw an angry forehead on my face, but be you pleased backward thus far to look, that for your good this evil I undertook.
Aye, we construe so.
And only for your love.
Confessed, 'tis true.
Nor let it stand against me as a bar to thrust me from your presence. Nor believe, as princes have quick thoughts, that now my finger being dipped in blood, I will not spare the hand, but that for gold, as what can gold not do, I may be hired to work the like on you.
Which to prevent?
'Tis from my heart as far
No matter, doctor, 'cause I'll fearless sleep. And that you shall stand clear of that suspicion, I banish thee forever from my court.
My lord.
This principle is old, but true as fate. Kings may love treason, but the traitor hates.
Is't so? Nay then, Duke, your stale principle, with one as stale the doctor thus shall quit. Is Count Ippolito's servant there without?
I'm here, good Dr. Benedict.
Where is your master? Will he meet me?
Oh, meet you, sir? He might have met with 3 fencers in this time and received less hurt than by meeting 1 doctor of physic. Why, sir, he has walked under the old abbey wall yonder this hour till he's more cold than a citizen's country house in January. You may smell him behind, sir. La, you, yonder he comes.
Leave me.
In the lurch, if you will, sir.
Oh, my most noble friend Ippolito.
Few but yourself, good doctor, could have enticed me thus to trust the air with my close eyes. You sent for me, what news?
Come, you must doff this black. Dye that pale cheek into his own colour. Go, attire yourself fresh as a bridegroom when he meets his bride. The Duke has done much treason to thy love. 'Tis now revealed. 'Tis now to be revenged. Be merry, honoured friend. Thy lady lives.
What lady?
Infelice. She's revived.
Revived?
Alack, death never had the heart to take breath from her.
You do some wrong to mock me.
By that love which I have ever borne you, what I speak is truth. The maiden lives.
Doctor!
That funeral, Duke's tears, the mourning, were all counterfeit. A sleepy draught cozened the world and you. I was his minister, and then chambered up to stop discovery.
Treacherous Duke!
He cannot hope so certainly for bliss as he believes that I have poisoned you. He wooed me to it, I yielded, and confirmed him in his most bloody thoughts.
A very devil.
Did he closely coach to Bergamo, and thither?
Will I ride? Stood Bergamo in the low countries of black hell. I'll to her now.
We'll hence this night. Much must be done, much said.
Where is my lord the duke?
How now, Fluello?
I have strange news, my lord.
Of what? Of whom?
Of your daughter Infelice and a marriage.
Huh? Where? With whom?
Hippolyto.
Who told me that Hippolyto was dead?
He that can make any man dead, the doctor. Hippolyto and the doctor rid hence this evening for Bergamo.
For Bergamo? It's possible. It cannot be. It cannot be.
I will not swear, my lord. But this intelligence I took from one whose brains work in the plot.
What's he?
Matteo.
Matteo knows all.
He's Hippolyto's bosom.
Stay, stay. Let's work out some prevention. Summon my followers! All of you, get instantly to horse and take each man a several path. But let us meet at Bergamo some space of time.
My lord, we will.
To horse, away. Be secret on your lives. Love must be punished that unjustly thrives.
Muffle yourselves. Yonder's Fluello.
So, it's Fluello.
Oh, my lord Hippolyto. These cloaks are not for this rain. The tempest is too great. I come sweating to tell you of it, that you may get out of it.
Why, what's the matter?
What's the matter? You have mattered it fair. The duke's at hand.
The duke?
The very duke.
Then all our plots are turned upon our heads, and we are blown up with our own underminings.
Oh, God.
Nay, be not desperate, sweet Infelice. Have patience. Fluello, how far is the Duke hence?
He's but new set out. Lodovico and others come along with him. You have time enough yet to prevent them, if you have but courage.
He shall steal secretly into the chapel and at once be married.
Oh, happiness!
Talk not of happiness till your closed hand have her by the forehead like the lock of time. Away!
Let us be gone!
Who's there?
My lord.
Is this the place?
This is the very place, my lord.
And here they come. Draw all your weapons.
Why are your weapons drawn? Against what bosom? Hers? 'Tis your own daughter's. Mine. 'Tis your own son's.
Son?
Your Infelice is mine by marriage, though she's yours by blood. You cannot shed blood here, but 'tis your own. To spill your own blood, where damnation.
I have a hand, Lord Duke, deep in this act. For I foresaw this storm, yet willingly put forth to meet it. All was to this end, to turn the ancient hates of your two houses to fresh green friendship, that your loves might look like the spring's forehead, comfortably sweet.
You see, my lord, there's now no remedy.
Beseech your lordship.
You beseech fair. You have me in place fit to bridle me. Rise, doctor. You may be glad, since fate hath conquered. I must rest content. I yield unto their happiness. Be blessed. Our families shall henceforth breathe in rest.
Father.
God give you joy.
God give you joy.
Morrow, Lodovico.
Lodovico?
Ah, here's our sweet morning, gentlemen. What, is the Lord Hippolyto stirring yet?
Yes, he will not be horsed this hour, sure.
My lady, his wife, swears he shall, sir.
for she longs to be at court.
Oh, we shall ride switch and spur. We'll be with her at once.
Ah, now, fellow, is not thy master ready yet?
No, sir. For my lady, his wife, will have some little thing in her belly first.
Oh, then they'll to breakfast.
Gentlemen, I pray you.
How now, what's she?
Let's make towards her.
Will it be long, sir, ere my lord come forth? I have a petition.
Ah, now, what's this? A nurse's bill? Hath any here got thee with child, and now will not keep it?
No, sir. My business is unto my lord.
He's about his own wife's now. He'll hardly dispatch two causes in a morning.
No matter what he says, fair lady. My lord will pass this way presently.
Then I will wait here at his door.
A pretty plump robe.
A good lusty bouncing baggage.
Do you know her, Fluella?
A pox on her. Her name was in my table book once. I know not what cut her dye is now. She has been more common than tobacco. This is she that had the name some years agone of the honest whore.
Ah, is this she?
This is she that, if any of her religion can be saved, was saved by my lord Hippolyto.
She has been a goodly creature.
She has been. That's the epitaph of all whores.
But I am well acquainted with the poor gentleman Matteo, her husband. Lord, what fortunes that man has overreached.
My lord is coming.
Come in, Felice. We have wasted half this morning.
Morrow, madam.
Morrow, madam.
Let's away to horse.
Aye, to horse.
My lord Hippolyto, I do beseech you, let your eye read all this wretched paper.
I'm in haste. Pray thee, good woman, take some after time.
Good woman, do.
Alas, it does concern a poor man's life.
Life? Seat yourself yonder in the next room, Infelice.
Yes, my lord.
I'll but read this and come.
What stockings have you put on this morning, Lady Infelice? If they be not yellow for jealousy, change them. That paper is a letter from some wench to your husband.
Oh, good Lodovico, that cannot make me jealous.
Your business, mistress. To me. Are you not Matteo's wife?
That most unfortunate woman.
I'm sorry these storms are fallen on him. I love Matteo, and any good shall do him. He speaks here he is condemned. Is so?
Too true.
What was he whom he killed? Oh, his name's here. Old Giacomo, son to the Florentine. Oh, Giacomo. A dog that to meet profit would to the very eyelids wade in blood of his own children. Tell Matteo, my father-in-law the Duke shall hardly deny his signed pardon. 'Twas fair fight, yes, if rumour's tongue go true. So he writes here. Tomorrow morning I return from court. Pray, be you here then? But in truth, say, are you Matteo's wife? You have forgot me.
No, my lord.
Your turner, that made you smooth to run an even bias, when your very soul was full of discord. Art not a good wench still?
When I had lost my way to heaven, you showed it. I was newborn that day.
Sport, my lord, your lady asks if you have not left your wench yet.
Shh, not if he
can. When you get in once, you never have done. Come, 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 pay your old score and send her packing. Come.
Ride softly on before. I'll overtake you.
Your lady swears she'll have no riding on before without you.
Prithee, good Lodovico.
My lord, pray, hasten.
I come. Tomorrow, let me see you. Fare you well. Commend me to Matteo.
I will.
Pray, one word more. Does not your father live about the court?
I think he does. But such rude spots of shame stick on my cheek that he scarce knows my name.
Orlando Friscobaldo, is not?
Yes, my lord.
What does he for you?
He nothing does, for nothing I deserve.
Well, shall I join him unto you and restore you to wonted grace?
It is impossible.
It shall be put to trial. Farewell.
And you, my lord?
Ah, now, Lodovico.
What news here in the court?
Your lady is already with the Duke, her father.
And will to them both this instant.
My lord?
Stay, who's that?
Signor Friscobaldo.
Friscobaldo? Oh, pray call him and leave me. We two have business.
Signor Friscobaldo, this way. The Lord Hippolyto will see you now.
My lord Hippolyto, the Duke's son-in-law, his brave daughter's brave husband. How does your honored lordship? Does your nobility remember so poor a gentleman as Signor Orlando Friscobaldo? old mad Orlando.
I see, Frescobaldo. For all time's sickle has gone over you. You are Orlando still.
Why, my lord, are not the fields mown and cut down and stripped bare, and yet wear they not pied coats again? Oh, though my head be like a leek, white, may not my heart be like the blade, green.
Scarce can I read the stories on your brow which age hath writ there. You look youthful still.
My heart shall never have a wrinkle in it so long as I can cry hem with a clear voice.
You are the happier man, sir.
Happy man? I'll give you, my lord, the true picture of a happy man. I was turning leaves over this morning and found it. An excellent Italian painter drew it. If I have it in the right colours, I'll bestow it on your lordship.
I stay for it.
He that makes gold his wife, but not his whore. He that at noonday walks by a prison door. He that i' the sun is neither beam nor mote. He that's not mad after a petticoat. He for whom poor men's curses dig no grave. He that is neither lord's nor lawyer's slave. He that counts youth his sword and age his staff. He whose right hand carves his own epitaph. He that upon his deathbed is a swan, and dead no crow. He is a happy man.
It is very well. I thank you for this picture.
After this picture, my lord, do I strive to have my face drawn. I have little, have all things. I have nothing. I have no wife, I have no child, have no chick. Why should not I be in my jocundare?
But you had a daughter, sir, had you not?
Oh, my lord, this old tree had one branch, and but one branch growing out of it. It was young, it was fair, and it was straight. I pruned it daily, dressed it carefully, kept it from the wind, helped it to the sun. Yet for all my skill in planting, it grew crooked. It bore crabs, and I hewed it down. What's become of it? I neither know nor care.
Then I can tell you what's become of it. That branch is withered.
So, 'twas long ago.
When did you last see her?
Not 17 summers.
Is your hate so old?
Older. It has a white head, and shall never die till she be buried. Her wrongs shall be my bedfellow.
Her name, I think, was Bellafront. She's dead.
Huh? Dead?
Yes. What of her was left, not worth the keeping, even in my sight, was thrown into a grave.
Dead. My last and best piece go with her. I see. Death's a good trencherman. He can eat coarse, homely meat, as well as the daintiest.
Why, Frescobaldo, was she homely?
Oh, my lord, a strumpet is one of the devil's vines. All the sins, like so many poles, are stuck upright out of hell to be her props, that she may spread upon them. And when she's ripe, every slave has a pull at her. Then must she be pressed. The young, beautiful grape sets the teeth of lust on edge. Yet to taste that licorice wine is to drink a man's own damnation. Is she dead? I'm glad the world has lost one of his idols. No whoremonger will at midnight beat at the doors. In her grave sleep all my shame, and her own, and all my sorrows, and all her sins.
I'm glad you're wax, not marble. There are now good hopes that all these heaps of ice about your heart, by which a father's love was frozen up, are thawed in these sweet showers fetched from your eyes. She is not dead.
Not.
But lives under worse fate.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's poor. And more to clip her wings. Her husband at this hour lies in the jail for killing of a man. To save his blood, join all your force with mine. Work yet his life, since in it lives her fate.
No, let him hang, and half her infamy departs out of the world. I hate him for her. He taught her first to take poison. I hate her for herself because she refused my physic.
Nay, but Frescobaldo...
I detest her. I defy both. She's not mine. She's...
Hear her but speak.
I love no mermaids. I'll not be caught with a quail pipe.
You're now beyond all reason.
Yeah, I am then a beast. Sir, I had rather be a beast and not dishonour my creation than be a doting father and, like time, be the destruction of mine own brood.
Is it dotage to relieve your child being poor?
Is't fit for an old man to keep a whore?
'Tis charity, too.
'Tis foolery. Relieve her? Were her cold limbs stretched out upon a bier, I would not sell this dirt under my nails to buy her an hour's breath, nor give this hair, unless it was to choke her.
Fare you well, for I'll trouble you no more.
And fare you well, sir. Go thy ways. Thou art a good lad. We have few lords of thy making that love wenches for their honesty. Alas, my girl. Art thou poor? Poverty dwells next door to despair. There's but a wall between them. And lest that devil arrest her, I'll tour her. Yet she shall not know me. She shall drink of my wealth, as beggars do of running water, freely, yet never know from what fountain's head it flows. Yes. I will victual the camp for her, but it shall be by some stratagem. I have it. How now, knave?
Oh, yes, your worship?
Whither wander you?
To seek my master Hippolyto, who's with the Duke.
Stay. Take my purse.
Your purse, sir?
I give it you, and in exchange, now be so bold as to pull your coat over your ears.
My coat? What do you mean to do, sir?
Hold thy tongue, knave. Take thou my cloak. I hope I play not the paltry merchant in this bartering. So, does your blue livery sit well upon me?
As if it were made for your lordship.
You need not be ashamed now to wear blue when I am one of your fellows. Away. Do not see me.
Oh, this is excellent. Really excellent.
My vizard is on. Out of this mask. Say, should I shave off this beard, this honour of an old man? Or tie it up shorter? Well, I will spoil a good face for once. My beard being off, how should I look? Even like a winter cuckoo or unfeathered owl. Yet, better lose this hair than lose her soul.
Glad am I that thou art here.
Did these heels caper in shackles? My little plump rogue, I'll bear up for all this and fly high. Catso!
Mateo!
What sayest? Oh, brave fresh air. Pucks on those grates and jingling of keys and rattling of iron. I'll bear up, I'll fly high, wench, hang toss.
Mateo, prithee, make thy bosom thy glass, and in it view the wrinkles and the scars by which thou wert disfigured, viewing them, mend them.
I'll go visit all the mad rogues now and the good roaring boys.
Thou dost not hear me.
Yes, faith, do I. Sfoot, I wonder how the inside of a tavern looks now. Oh, when shall I bizzle?
Nay, see, thy thirst is still for poison. Come, I will not have thee swagger.
Nay, honest apes, they swagger. Bellafront, I protest to thee. I swear, as I hope for my soul, I will turn over a new leaf. The prison, I confess, has bit me. The best man that sails in such a ship may be lousy.
One knocks at door.
I'll be the porter. They shall see a jail cannot hold a brave spirit. I'll fly high. Come in, serving man. Pray, would you speak with me, fella?
Is your name Senior Matteo?
My name is Senior Matteo.
Matteo. Is this gentlewoman your wife, sir?
This gentlewoman is my wife, sir.
I'm an old man, sir, and am troubled with a horse and salt room. I cannot hold me water. Gentlewoman, the last man I served was your father.
My father? Any tongue that sounds his name speaks music to me. Welcome, good old man.
How does my father? Lives he? Has he health? How does my father?
I can speak no more.
Oh, lad. What? Describe.
The room still, sir. Nothing else. I should be well seasoned. Mine eyes lie in brine. Look you, sir. I have a suit to you.
What is it, White Pate?
Troth, sir. I have a mind to serve your worship.
Huh? To serve me? Oh, troth, my friend, my fortunes are, as a man may say.
Nay, look you, sir, I care not so much for wages, for I've scraped a handful of gold together. Uh-huh. I have a little money, sir, which I'd put into your worship's hands. Not so much to make it more.
No. You say well, I say it's well, but I must tell you, how much is the money, sir?
About £20, sir.
£20? Yeah. Oh. Well, let me see. That shall bring the inn after 10% per annum.
Yeah, no, sir, no. I cannot abide to have money in check.
A good old boy, faith. If thou servest me, thou shalt eat as I eat, drink as I drink, lie as I lie, and ride as I ride. Hey, Grant, what does the thing, Grant? This good old lad here shall serve me. I fly high.
Alas, Matteo, will thou load a back that is already broke?
Oh, peace, Potfinger, peace. It shall be so, as I tell you. give me thy hand, old boy. Thou shalt serve me, faith. Welcome. As for your money...
Nay, look you, sir. I have it here.
No, pish, keep it yourself, man. And then thou shalt tis safe,
Safe? And 'twere 10,000 ducats. Your worship should be my cash keeper.
Didst thou serve my worshipful father-in-law, Signor Orlando Frisco Baldo, that madman once, eh?
I served him so long, till he turned me out of doors.
It's a notable chap. Not seen him many a day.
No matter, and you ne'er see him. It's an arrant grandee. Churl, and as damned a cutthroat.
Thou villain, curb thy tongue. Thou art a Judas to sell thy master's name to slander thus.
Far away, ass. He speaks but truth. Thy father is a...
gentleman.
And an old knave. Thou mayst beg, starve, hang, damn.
Does he send thee so much as a cheese?
Or so much as a gammon of bacon. He'll give it his dogs first.
The fox rot out his old stinking garbage.
Art not ashamed to strike an absent man thus? Art not ashamed to let this vile dog bark and bite my father thus? I'll not endure it. Out of my doors, base slave.
Your doors? A vengeance I shall live to cut that old rope. For all you take his part thus.
Matteo.
Look, sir. My lord Hippolyta. There, your lordship is most welcome, man. I'm proud of this, my lord.
I was bold to see you. Is that your wife?
Yes, sir.
I'll borrow her lip.
All my heart, my lord.
No.
Sir. Yeah? Who's this, I pray?
My lord, Hippolyta. No. No. What's my name?
Pakeko.
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 My name. Yeah, the sea is my kicker. I keep company with no scoundrels, nor base fellows.
Came not my footman to you?
Yes, my lord.
I sent by him a diamond and a letter. Did you receive them?
Yes, my lord, I did.
Read you the letter?
Or and or, 'tis read.
And faith, your answer.
Now the time's not fit. You see, my husband's here.
I'll now then leave you and choose mine hour. But ere I part away, hark you, remember, I must have no nay. Matteo.
My lord?
I will leave you.
Oh, glass of wine.
Not now. I'll visit you at other times. You're come off well, then.
Excellent well, I thank your lordship. I owe you my life, my lord.
Your life, Matteo?
I will pay my best blood in any service of yours. Well, open the door, Sir Pakeko. Open the door!
Drink this, Pakeko.
And anon, Pakeko, I prithee, give thy mistress this purse.
Farewell. Hello. The only royal fellow
bounteous as the Indies. What's that he said to thee, Malefant?
Nothing.
I prithee, good girl.
Why, I tell you nothing.
Nothing? It's well. Tricks. I must be beholden to a scald, hot-livered, goatish gallant to stand with my cap in my hand and veiled bonnet when I have spread as lofty sails as himself, will I be hanged?
Mateo.
Nothing, Pequeco, brush my cloak.
Where is it, sir?
Come, I'll fly high. Nothing. There is a whore still in thy eye.
No, Mateo.
Farewell.
How now, mistress? Has my master dyed you into this sad colour?
Fellow, begone, I prithee. If thy tongue itch after talk so much, seek out thy master. Thou art a fit instrument for him.
Zounds, I hope he will not play upon me.
Play on thee? Oh, no. You two will fly together, because you're roving arrows of one feather. To wrong men absent is to spurn the dead, and so didst thou thy master and my father.
You have small reason to take your father's part. For I've heard him say 500 times you were as arrant a whore as ever stiffened tiffin in neckcloths in water starch upon a Saturday in the afternoon.
Let him say worse.
And so, if your father call you whore, you'll not call him old knave. Troth, mistress, to tell you true, the fireworks that ran from me upon lines against my good old master, your father, were but to try how my young master, your husband, loved such squibs. But it's well known. I love your father as myself. Yeah. I'll ride for him at midnight, run for you by owl light. I'll die for him, drudge for you. I'll fly low and I'll fly high, as my master says, to do you good. If you'll forgive me.
I am not made of marble. I forgive thee.
I hope the £20 I delivered to my master is in a sure hand.
In a sure hand, I warrant thee, for spending.
Well, I see my young master is a madcap, but I love him well, mistress. Yet as well as I love him, I'll not play the knave with you. Hmm? Look, you. Look. I could have cheated you of this purse, full of money. But 'tis yours.
A purse? Where hadst it?
The gentleman that went away whispered in mine ear and charged me to give it you.
The Lord Hippolyte?
Yes. If he be a lord, he gave it me.
'Tis all gold.
'Tis like so. It may be he thinks you want money, and therefore bestows his arms bravely. Like a lord.
He thinks the silver net can catch the poor. Wilt thou be honest to me?
As your nails to your fingers, which I think never deceived you.
Thou to this lord shalt go. Commend me to him and tell him this. The town has held out long because within 'twas rather true than strong. To sell it now were base. Say it is no hold built of weak stuff to be blown up with gold. He shall believe thee by this purse, this ring. If not, then by these letters.
Is this all?
This is all.
Ah. Mine own girl still. And is it possible that Lord Hippolyto, whose face is as civil as the outside of a dedicatory book, should be a muttonmonger? I'll trust neither lord nor butcher with quick flesh for this trick. The cuckoo I see now sings all the year, though every man cannot hear him. But I'll spoil his notes. Can neither these love letters, nor the devil's common picklocks, this gold, nor this precious stone, make my girl draw up her portcullis? Hold out still, wench.
From whom, sayest thou?
I will tell you, Mistress Infelice. I come from a poor gentlewoman who I serve.
And what's your business?
This, madam. My poor mistress has a waste piece of ground, which is her own by inheritance and left to her by her mother. There's a lord now that goes about not to take it clean from her, but to enclose it to himself and to join it to a piece of his lordship's.
What would she have me do in this?
No more, madam, but what one woman should do for another in such a case.
Let her in writing draw the cause at large, and I will move the Duke.
Yeah, I have it set down, madam, here, in black and white already. Work it so, madam, that she may keep her own without disturbance or meddling of any other, and she bestows a purse of gold upon your ladyship.
Old man, I'll plead for her, but take no fees.
Here, madam, in these letters, is the survey, not only of the land itself, but of every ploughland, cunny burrow, fishpond, ditch and bush that stands in it.
My husband's name and hand and seal at arms to a love letter? Where hadst thou this writing?
From the foresaid party, madam, that would keep the foresaid land out of the foresaid lord's fingers.
My lord turned ranger now?
You're a good huntress, lady. You have found your game already. Your lord would fain be a ranger, but my mistress requests you to let him run a course in your own park. If you'll not do it for love, then do it for money. There's gold in this purse. Or else she prays you to ring him by this token.
My ring?
And so you shall be sure his nose will not be root in other men's pastures.
Old man, to quit thy pains, take thou the gold.
Not I, madam. Old serving men want no money.
Tell me, what creature is thy mistress?
One of those creatures that are contrary to men. A woman.
What manner of woman?
A little tiny woman, lower than your ladyship by head and shoulders, but as mad a wench as ever unlaced a petticoat. These things should I, indeed, have delivered to my lord, your husband.
They are delivered better. Why should she send back these things?
Where? There's knavery.
Infelice, are you there?
The Lord Hippolyto comes.
Him I'll examine instantly.
Not whilst I'm here, sweet madam.
Begone, then, and what lies in me command? I'm here, my lord.
How goes the day with you?
If your needs know, you should consult the clock. How works the day, my lord, pray, by your watch?
Oh, I'll tell you now at once. I am near two.
How two? I'm scarce at one.
One of us then goes false.
In short, is you. Mine goes by heaven's dial, the sun, and it goes true.
I think, indeed, mine runs somewhat too fast.
Set it to mine at one, then.
One? Oh, it is past. It is past one by the sun.
Faith, then, belike neither your clock nor mine does truly strike. And since it is uncertain which goes true, better be false at one than false at two.
You're very pleasant, madam.
Yet not merry.
Why, Infelice? What should make you sad?
Nothing, my lord, but my false watch. Pray tell me...
But why talk you all riddle thus? I read strange comments in those margins of your looks. Sure, all's not well.
All is not well indeed, my dearest lord.
Ah?
Lock up thy gates of hearing, that no sound of what I speak may enter.
What means this?
For my own tongue must betray. Count it a dream, or turn thine eyes away and... Think me not thy wife.
Why do you kneel?
Earth is sin's cushion. When the sick soul feels herself growing poor, then she turns beggar, cries and kneels for help. Hippolyto, for husband I dare not call him.
What?
I have stolen that jewel of my chaste honour, which was only thine, and given it to a slave. On thy pillow, adultery and lust have slept. A villain hath usurped a husband's sheets.
Steth, who? A cuckold? Who?
A serving man.
Worse than damnation. A serving man. A dog whom I'll scarce spurn. Where did my father's father heart, I'll kill him. Why hangst thou on me? Think'st I'll be a bawd to a whore because she's noble?
I beg but this. Set not my shame out to the world's broad eye. Yet let thy vengeance, like my fault, soar high, so it be in darkened clouds.
Darkened? My horns, my cuckold's horns, cannot be darkened, nor shall my revenge.
You have been too much down already. Rise.
My lord.
Get from my sight. And henceforth shun my bed. I'll with no strumpet's breath be poisoned.
Hippolyto.
Tell me, didst thou bait hooks to draw this man to thee? Or did he just bewitch thee?
The slave did woo me.
Two woos in that screech owl's language. Oh, who'd trust your cork-heeled sex? Come, how? The manner of his wooing?
'Twas thus. He gave me all these letters first. Oh, I mistake. Believe me, this a purse of beaten gold. Oh. Yet I held out. But at length this ring did all.
Oh.
Guilty, my lord?
Yes. Guilty, my good lady.
Nay, you may laugh, but henceforth shun my bed. With no whore's leavings I'll be poisoned.
Your master
has taken a younger brother's purge, forsooth, and that works with him in the next room.
Where is his cloak and rapier?
He's given up his cloak, and his rapier is bound to the piece.
Oh.
If you look a little higher, you may see that another hath entered into his hatband for him, too. Now you know what hath put him into this sweat.
Where's all his money?
'Tis put over by exchange. His doublet was going to be translated, but for me... If any man would have lent but half a ducat on his beard, the hair of it had stuffed a pair of breeches by this time.
Oh, me. How does my sweet Mateo?
Rogue, of what devilish stuff are these dice made of? And the parings of the devil's corns of his toes that they run thus damnably.
I prithee vex not.
If any handicraftsman was ever suffered to keep shop in hell, it will be a dice maker. He's able to undo more souls than the devil. I play with my own dice, yet lost. You any money?
No, I have none.
You must have money, must have some. Must have a cloak and rapier and other things. Oh, will you go set your lime twigs? Get me some birds, some money.
What lime twigs should I set?
You will not, then. Must have cash and pictures, you hear, frailty? Shall I walk like a rogue in my hose and doublet and you swim in your satins, eh? Must have money. Come, take off thy gown.
It's bedtime, master, that you undo my mistress.
Undo me? Yes, yes, at these riflings I have been too often.
Have a flay, Pacheco.
Flaying, call you it.
Torn you by the Lord to your very eyebrows.
With all my heart, since heaven will have me poor.
Oh, I hear you, sir. If faith, do not make away her gown.
Oh, it's summer. Your only fashion for a woman now is to be light. Come, Pacheco, take this gear. Was there never a dam broker about the city?
Dam broker? Yeah, 500.
Yeah, the gown stood me in above 20 ducats, so I bought 10 of it. Cannot live without silver.
I'll make what I can of it, sir. I'll be your broker, but not your dam broker. I'll make what I can of it, sir.
Ah, now, little chick, what ailest? Weeping for a handful of tailor shreds, eh? Pox on them. And they're not silks in our mercies.
I cannot forgive her this
act. What dost care for them? Why dost grieve?
Why do I grieve? A thousand sorrows strike at one poor heart, and yet it loves. Mateo, the quarter day's at hand. How will you do to pay the rent?
Why do as all of our occupation do against quarter days? Break up house, remove, shift to lodgings. Pox are your quarters. Who's without?
Where's this galant?
Signor Ludovico! Ah, does my little mirror of knighthood. Ah, this is kindly done, if faith. Welcome by my troth.
And how dost frolic? Oh, save you, fair lady.
Save you, sir.
Thou lookest smug and bravely, noble Matt. Oh,
drink and feed, laugh and lie warm.
Is this thy wife?
Oh, poor gentlewoman, sir, whom I make use of, I might.
Pay custom to your lips, sweet lady.
Fetch us some wine, sweetheart. Borrow some shells of him.
Oh, I'll send for it then, if eh?
You send for it? Oh, some wine, I prithee for.
I pay no money.
Slut nor iron. What wine love you, senor?
Here, take this purse. Oh, I'll not stay, I protest. I trouble the gentlewoman too much.
Nay.
I'll fetch a wine.
Ah. And what news flies abroad, Matteo?
Ah, truth none. Oh, signor, we have been merry in our days.
Oh, and no doubt shall again. The divine powers never shoot darts at men mortal to kill them.
You say true.
Why should we grieve at want? Say the world made thee her minion, that thy head lay in her lap, and that she danced thee on her wanton knee. She could but give thee a whole world, that's all. And that all's nothing. The world's greatest part cannot fill up one corner of thy heart. Say three corners were all filled. Alas, of what art thou possessed? A thin blown glass, such as is by boys, puffed into the air.
Oh, I am the most wretched fellow. Sure, some left-handed priest hath christened me, I'm so unlucky. I'm never out of one puddle or another. Still falling?
Here's your wine.
Thanks, mistress, for your pains.
Give me the pot. Oh. Ah, Ludovico.
Fill out to my little finger.
With my hearty faith.
Thanks, good matter. Here's to your own sweet self.
And here's to thee.
All the broker's hearts, sir, were made of flint. I could with all my knocking strike but six sparks of fire out of them. Here's six ducats, if you'll take them.
Give me them. An evil conscience gnaw them all. Moths and plagues hang upon their lousy wardrobes. A sort of rascals are in my debt, Lotovico, God knows what, and they feed me with bits, with crumbs.
A word, Matteo. Be not angry with me. The sound of thy low fortunes drew me hither. I give myself unto thee. Prithee, use me. I will bestow on you a suit of satin and all things else to fit a gentleman, because I love you.
Ah, thanks, good Ludovico.
Call on me when you please. Till then, farewell.
Nay, I'll along with thee now. Good noble knight.
I hope he will not sneak away with all the money, will he?
Thou seest he does.
Nay, then, though my wits be old, yet they're like a withered pippin. Wholesome. Look you, mistress. I told him I had but six ducats of the knave broker, but I had eight. And kept these two for you.
Thou shouldst have given him all.
What? To fly high?
Like waves, my misery drives on misery.
Sell his wife's clothes from her back. Does any poulterer's wife pull chickens alive? He riots all abroad, wants all at home. He dices, whores, swaggers, swears, cheats, borrows, pawns. I'll give him hook and line, a little more for all this.
How am I suited, friend? Hey, way! Am I not gallant now?
Yes, sir. You are suited well.
Exceeding passing well, and to the time.
The tailor has played his part with you.
And I have played a gentleman's part with my tailor, for I owe him for the making of it.
And why did you so, sir?
To keep the fashion. It's your only fashion now of your best rank of gallants to make their tailors wait for their money. There's no reason that the tailor should be paid before the vintner.
Is this the suit the knight bestowed upon you?
This is the suit, and I need not shame to wear it, for better men than I would be glad to have suits bestowed on him. He's a generous fella, the pox on him. He's an ass, he's always sober.
This is your fault to wound your friend still.
No faith, Front. Ludovico is a noble Slavonian. I'll make a wild Catan of him yet. One knocks. Is he to it?
I will.
Rustling silks and satins. There's music in this. And a taffeta petticoat makes both fly high. Ooh, catso!
Matteo, 'tis my father.
Father? Yes, no matter. He finds no tattered prodigals here.
Oh, cry your worship mercy, sir.
was somewhat bold to talk to this gentlewoman, your wife.
Poor gentlewoman, sir.
Is this your palace?
Yes, and our kingdom, for 'tis our content.
It's a very poor kingdom, then. What? Are all your subjects gone a-sheep shearing? Not a maid, not a man, not so much as a cat? You keep a good house, belike, just like one of your profession. Every room with bare walls and a half-headed bed to vault upon, as all your bawdy houses are.
Bawdy house?
Pray, who are your upholsterers, Oh, the spiders. I see they bestow hanging upon you.
Soon, sir!
Oh, sweet Mateo, peace! Upon my knees I do beseech you, Father, not to arraign me for sins which heaven, I hope, long since hath pardoned.
Pox on him! Kneel to a dog!
She that's a whore lives gallant, fares well, is not like me poor. I had now a small acquaintance with that sin, as if I had never known it. It had never been.
No acquaintance with it? What maintains thee, then? How dost thou live, then? Has thy husband any land? Any rents coming in? Any stock going? Any ploughs jogging? Any ship sailing?
Do you hear, sir?
So, sir, I do hear, sir. More of you than you dream I do.
You fly a little too high, sir.
Why, sir, too high?
I have suffered your tongue to run all this while and have not stopped it.
Well, sir.
If you come to bark at her because she's a poor rogue, look you. Here's a fine path, sir, and here's the door.
Mateo!
There are no Joves in my house, for thunder of aught. She shall live and be maintained when you, like a keg of musty sturgeon, shall stink. Where? In your coffin. How? Be a musty fellow and lousy.
I know she shall be maintained, but how? She like a whore. Thou like a thief.
Huh? Thief? Zoom's thief!
What, dearest Matt? Father!
Pox on you! Thief!
Aye, thief. Thou keep'st a man of mine here, under my nose.
Pekeko, you mean?
Aye. And as arrant a smell smock for an old whoremonger as thyself.
No, as yourself.
As arrant a purse taker as ever cried stand. But he'll bring thee to the gallows.
Gallows?
You both have robbed of late two poor country peddlers.
How's this? How's this? Dost thou fly high? Rob peddlers? Bear witness, front. Rob peddlers? My man and I are thieves.
Oh, sir, no more.
Aye, nay. Two peddlers. Hue and cry is up. Warrants are out. And I shall see thee climb a ladder.
Oh, the vengeance knows he this. If I be hanged, I'll tell the people I married old Frisco Baldo's daughter. I'll Frisco you and your old carcass.
Tell what you canst. If I stay longer, I shall be hanged too for being in thy company. Therefore, as I found you, I leave you.
Kneel and get money of him, front, before he goes.
A thief and a strumpet.
Hang upon him, front!
Is this your comfort, Father, when so many years you've left me frozen to death? So poor that though to tell it be my shame, I want bread to eat.
Want bread? There's satin. Bake that.
Glad me. Pasties of my clothes.
A fair new cloak. Stew that. An excellent gilt rapier.
Will you eat that, sir?
I shall not till thou bakest, think thou art poor. And when thou bakest, I'll feed thee at my door as I feed dogs with bones. Till then, beg, borrow, pawn, steal, and hang. Turn board. As that whore.
This is your father, your damned... confusion light upon all the generation of you. He can come bragging hither, but I may starve ere he give me so much as a cob.
What tell you me of this, alas?
Go, trot after your dad. I'll pawn not for you. I'll not steal to be hanged for such a hypocritical, close, common harlot. What, do you capitulate? That's what, then stay and give me some meat. Where's my goodman slave, my man, Gallop, huh? Is he gone to the devil at t'other side? Pekeko, I'll checko you.
Here's meat. Will you sit down here, I pray, sir? And eat!
I could tell by the Lord is fresh. Now eat his midriff and salt as I eat this. Must I choke? My father-in-law, Frisco Baldo, I shall make a pitiful hoggle out of you, Orlando, if you fall once into my fingers. There, here's the savouriest meat. I got a stomach with chafing. A plague choke him and gnaw him to the bare bones. Where did you buy this mutton, huh? I never felt better ribs.
A neighbour sent it me.
Neighbour? Yeah? My mouth stinks. You whore! Do you beg victuals from me? Is this satin doublet stuffed out with broken meat? Give me that stool!
What will you do, sir?
Beat out the brains of a beggarly!
Beat out an ass's head of your own! Go away, mistress!
Bacchaco! You!
Zones! Do but touch one hair of her, and I'll so quilt your cap with old iron that your coxcomb shall ache like a roasted rabbit, that you must have the head for the brains.
Pacheco, where hast thou been, Pacheco? Come hither, my little turkey cock.
I cannot abide, sir, to see a woman wronged, not I.
Sirrah, here was my father-in-law today.
Then you're full of crowns.
Hang him. I would have thrust crowns upon me, but I scorn cast clothes or any man's gold.
How did he brook that, sir?
Oh, swore like a dozen of drunken tinkers. Alas, growing foul in words, he told me of our robbing those two peddlers.
Did he now?
And that warrants are out for us both.
Good sir, I like not those crackers.
Crack order. Would set thy foot to mine, huh?
Are you, sir? At drinking?
Nay. We'll pull that old crow, my father-in-law. Rob thy master. I know the house, thou the servants. Aye. The booty is rich, the plot to get it is easy. The dog will not part from a bone.
Plucked out of his throat, then. I'll snarl for one if this dagger of mine can bite.
Say no more, old Cole. Meet me anon at the sign of the shipwreck.
Yes, sir.
And dost hear, man? No words to my wife.
That at the shipwreck now. And like a swimmer, bold but inexpert, with those waves dost thou play, whose dalliance, whore-like, is to cast thee away.
Your Grace, my Lord Duke of Milan, though your eye be so piercing as under this poor disguise of a blue coat to cull out an honest father from an old serving man, yet, good my Lord, discover not the plot to any but only that gentleman.
My Lord?
That is now to be an actor in our ensuing comedy.
Thou hast thy wish, Orlando, pass unknown. Lodovico only shall go along with thee to see that warrant served upon thy son-in-law.
To attach him upon felony for two peddlers, is not so?
Right, my noble knight. Those peddlers were two knaves of mine. He fleeced the men before, and now he purposes to flay the master. Now he will rob me. His teeth water to be nibbling at my gold. But this shall hang him by the gills till I pull him on shore.
Away, ply thy business.
Thanks to your grace.
Infelici.
My noble father.
A word with you apart.
Now, Signor Frisco Baldo.
Frisking again? You must call me Pacheco.
That's so, Pacheco. We'll have some sport with this warrant. 'Tis to apprehend all suspected persons in Bellafront's bawdy house.
It is so. Come, my lord.
Tell me, daughter, the old fellow sings that note thou didst before, only his tunes are that she is no whore, but that she sent your husband's letters and his gifts to show she trampled his assaults in dust.
"'Tis a good, honest servant, that old man.
I doubt no less.
And it may be my husband, Hippolyto, goes to her no more.
It may be so. But here comes good Luello. We will ask him.
My lord Duke.
Luello, It cannot be but you're acquainted well with that same madness of our son-in-law that dotes so on a courtesan.
Yes, my lord. And all the city thinks that he's a whoremonger.
Yet I warrant he'll swear no man marks him.
'Tis like so. For when a man goes a-wenching, it's as if he had a strong, stinking breath. Everyone smells him out, yet he feels it not.
I doubt, then, you have all those stinking breaths. You might be all smelt out.
Troth, my lord, I think we are all as you have been in your youth when you went to Maying. We all love to hear the cuckoo sing upon other men's trees.
It's well, yet you confess. But, girl, thy bed shall not be parted with a courtesan.
What's the drabs in it? Troth, my lord, I know not. I know no drabs, not I.
I'll try all physic, and this medicine first. I have directed warrants strong and peremptory to purge our city Milan, and to cure the outward parts, the suburbs, for the attaching of all those women who, like gold, want to wait.
Attach all the light heels of the city and clap them up?
Hmm?
Why, my lord, you dive into a well unsearchable. The army that you speak on is able to fill all the prisons within this city and to leave not a drinking room in any tavern besides.
The fish being thus in the net, our self will sit and with eye most severe dispose of it. Come, girl, away.
Yes, father.
Arraign the poor whores. I'll not miss that, Sessions.
Strange news to tell you.
Lodovico, what news is that?
Your mare is in the pound.
How's this?
Your nightingale is in a lime bush.
Huh?
Your puritanical honest whore sits in a blue gown.
Blue gown?
She'll chalk out your way to her now. She beats chalk.
Where? Who dares?
You know the brick house of castigation by the riverside that runs by Milan, the school where they pronounce no letter well but O.
I know it well.
There you shall see your punk amongst her back friends. There you may have her at your will, for there she beats chalk or grinds in the mill with a whip. Deedle, 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 whip. Ha, 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 little monkey.
What rogue durst serve that warrant, knowing I loved her?
Oh, some worshipful rascal, I lay my life.
I'll beat the lodgings down about their ears that are her keepers. I'll to her still armed fiends to guard the door.
Oh, me, what monsters are men made by whores. If this false fire do kindle him, there's one faggot more to the bonfire. Now to my bridewell birds. What song will they sing?
With a whip-deedle-deedle-dee-deedle.
Your bridewell. That the name. For beauty, strength, capacity, and form of ancient building besides the river's neighborhood, few houses wherein we keep our court can better it.
And this is now a prison, say you, Fluello?
Yea, my good lord duke. As other prisons are, some for the thief, some by which undone credit gets relief from bridal debtors, others for the poor, so this is for the bawd, the pimp, the whore.
An excellent team of whores. And here in Bridewell will we hold our court.
This way, my good lord duke.
Let mercy touch your heartstrings, gracious duke, that it may sound like music in the ear of a man desperate, being in the hands of law.
His name?
Matteo.
For a robbery? Where is he?
In this house. Pecheco here, our servant, will confirm.
Aye, my lord, 'tis true.
You are their servant. Ah, I understand. Fetch you your husband hither, Bellafra.
I will, my lord.
Is this the party, friend Orlando?
This is the hen, my lord, that the cock with the lordly comb, your son-in-law, Hippolyto, would crow over and tread.
Tis well.
this day in judgment shall be spent.
My lord, your son-in-law, the Lord Hippolyto, is entered.
Tell him we wish his presence. But first, a word, Ludovico.
My lord.
On what wings flew he hither?
These. I told him his lark, whom he loved, was a Bridewell bird. He's mad that this cage should hold her, and he's come to let her out.
It's excellent. Away, go call him hither.
My lord Hippolyto, the Duke will see you now.
The Duke in Bridewell? Sire.
Here is Matteo, my most worthy Duke.
Is this the gentleman? Stand forth and hear your accusation.
I'll hear none. I fly high in that. I am here for shriving those two peddlers of their sinful packs. When that jackdaw sitting in judgment has cawed over me, then must I cry guilty or not guilty? Is it not so? The law is work enough already, and therefore I'll put no work of mine into his hands. I did pluck those ganders, did rob them.
Oh, it is well done to confess.
Confess and be hanged, and then I fly high. Is it not so? The gallows for that. Else this night I'd played the part of a true son in these days, undone my father-in-law. With him would I run at leapfrog and come over his goal, though I broke his neck foot. But the poor salmon trout is now in the net.
And now, Matteo, the law must teach you to fly high.
Right, my lord Hippolyto, and then may you fly low with my wife. No more words. A mouse, mum, you are stopped.
Be good to my poor husband, dear my lord.
Yes, why shouldst thou pray the Duke to be good to me when no man here is good to one another?
Did any hand work in this theft but yours?
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. The hangman has never one son at a birth. His children always come by couples. Yes, my lord, there was one more that fiddled my fine peddlers, and that was my wife.
Alas, I?
Your wife, Matteo.
Sure, it cannot be.
Oh, yes, sir. She set the robbery. I performed it. She spurred me on. I galloped away.
My lord.
My lord. Duke. Fellow Pacheco, give me speech. If my poor life may ransom thine, I yield it to the law. Let not thee spare me, but tell truth. And let my servant Pacheco, that shared in this base act, accuse me here. Why should my husband perish? He go clear.
Old fellow, was thy hand in it too?
My hand was in the pie, my lord. I confess it. My mistress, I see, will bring me to the gallows, and so leave me. But I'll not leave her so. As I am a true thief, she neither consented to this felony, nor knew of it.
Then tell me, Matteo, what fury prompts thee on to kill thy wife?
'Tis my humour, sir. 'Tis a foolish bagpipe that I make myself merry with. Why should I eat hemp seed at the hangman's 13 pence halfpenny ordinary and have this whore laugh at me as I swing, as I totter?
Is she a whore?
A sixpenny mutton pasty for any to cut up. That lord, your son-in-law, knows it.
Hi, sir. Am I her board, then?
No, sir, but she's your whore, then.
Shh. My whore.
Yes, my lord Duke, I found them like sparrows in one nest, billing together and bullying of me. I took them in bed, was ready to kill him, was up to stab her.
Close thy rat jaws. Pardon me, my lord Duke, but I am vexed. Matteo, thou art a villain, a malicious devil. Deep as the place where thou art lost, thou liest. I do uphold, thus far, her reputation. I could sooner shake the Apennine and crumble rocks to dust than, though Jove shower rain down, tempt her to lust.
What shall I say?
Say thou art not a whore. And that's more than 15 women amongst 500 here, dare swear, without lying. This shalt thou say. No, let me say it for thee. Thy husband's a knave. This lord's an honest man. And Pacheco is a thief as his master is. But old Orlando is as true a man as thy father is. And I... throw off my disguise.
Orlando. Oh, father.
Matteo, I have seen you fly high, sir, and I have seen you fly low, sir. And to keep you from the gallows, sir, a blue coat have I worn, and a thief did I turn. But mine own servants were the peddlers.
You are, sir.
My 20 pounds did fly high, sir. Your wife's gown did fly low, sir. Whither fly you now, sir? You escaped the gallows. To the devil you fly next, sir. Am I right, my liege?
Your father has the true physician played.
And I am now his patient.
And be so still. Infelice.
Yea, Hippolyto?
'Tis a good sign when our cheeks do blush it ill.
Now, good Orlando, what say you else to your bad son-in-law?
Marry this, my lord duke. He is my son-in-law, and in law will I be his father. For if law can pepper him, he shall be so parboiled that he shall stink no more in the nose of the commonwealth.
Be yet more kind and merciful, good father.
Dost thou beg for him? Thou precious man's meat, thou. Has he not beaten thee, kicked thee, trod on thee, and dost thou fawn on him like his spaniel? Has he not pawned thee to thy petticoat, sold thee to thy smock, made ye leap at a crust? Yet wouldst have me save him?
Oh, yes, good sir. Women shall learn of me to love their husbands.
Have ye eaten pigeons, that you're so kind-hearted to your mate? What, daughter, dost thou hold him still? Let go his hand. If thou dost not forsake him, a father's everlasting blessing fall upon both your heads. My house shall be thine, my meat shall be thine, and so shall my wine. But my money shall be mine. And yet, when I die, so thou dost not fly high, take all. Yet, good Matteo, mend. Thus for joy weeps Orlando, and doth end.
That was The Honest Whore, a play in two parts by Thomas Decker. It was presented in an adaptation for stereo by Raymond Rakes, with music by Thomas Eastwood. The orchestra was directed by William Davis, and the lute was played by Desmond Dupre. The part of Orlando, Bellefront's father, was played by Michael Horden, the Duke of Milan by Joss Ackland, his daughter, Infelice, by Carol Marsh, and Bellefront, The Honest Whore, by Maddie Head. The Count Hippolyto was played by John Rye, his friend Matteo by Michael Spice, Fluello, a courtier, by Kerry Francis, Lodovico, a courtier, by Clifford Norgate, and Dr. Benedict by John Gabriel. Roger, Bellefront's servant, was played by Brian Hewlett. Brian, Hippolyto's servant, by Nigel Lambert, and Madame Fingerlock, aboard, by Margaret Wolfitt. The production in stereo was by Raymond Rakes.